That was a blessing. Take your Bibles and turn to Joel chapter number 2. Joel, very hard to find, okay? It's in the middle of the Old Testament, I promise. If you look back on the clock, which I know many of you probably will at this moment, okay? It is about, looks like 6:53, okay? If you will give me to 7:05, okay? 7:05. I will be done, okay? 7:05, that'll be about 12 minutes, and I promise that I will try to be done, okay? 7:05, and Joel chapter number 2, I always tell the teens, give me about 15 minutes, it goes to about 30, but 7:05, I will keep an eye on that clock, okay? Joel chapter number 2, we're going to spend some time in God's precious word tonight. Testimonies are wonderful. They're a wonderful way of edifying and encouraging, but God's word is so precious. And so we're going to spend some time in God's word tonight. Take a look at Joel chapter number 2, verse number 12. I'm going to get right into it. Verse number 12 tonight. The Bible says, therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him? Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you so much for a wonderful portion of Scripture, Lord, that may be a little bit unknown, that may be a little bit somewhat at times read over, but it's this beautiful portion of grace and mercy. If we would just see that, Lord, it's our decision to turn to you. God, I pray that we would be willing to give you our heart and to allow you to work in our lives. Lord, I pray that you bless this message. Bless your word. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was thinking about this message, and I actually preached through this portion of this chapter in Joel in youth group a couple weeks ago, and so when Pastor asked me to preach today, I knew exactly where I would go to. There was two different messages that I wanted to use, but this one just kind of popped out to me. And when I look at this portion of Scripture, I really like to call tonight's message "Giving Your Heart to God." Now, many of you went on the ladies' prayer events, ladies, and you had a time of literally just giving yourself over to God Almighty. But tonight, I want to talk about giving 100% of yourself to God. No matter where you are in life, no matter what you are doing in life, Jesus Christ gave 100% of himself to die on a cross for your sins. And I believe that we as Christians should have the honor, or do have the honor, of giving 100% of ourselves over to him. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 12 that we should be a living sacrifice. A sacrifice is one that gives 100%. And so today I want to talk about giving 100% of our heart to God. I was in the music room a couple minutes ago. Actually, it was about an hour ago, and we were getting ready for choir practice, and Laura had dropped myself and Evelyn off, and I've got two Evelyn stories tonight, okay? So hopefully that'll be good for you guys. I've got two Evelyn stories. One, tonight we were in the music room, And I laid a book of stickers out for her, and usually that would occupy her, but not tonight. She was not occupied with the stickers. She was occupied with all the different books and music inside the music room. And so what do little kids do? They start pulling and grabbing at things. And so I was quickly finding out that I was just going to be cleaning up after her. I told her, Evelyn, come on, help Daddy and help me put some books in. And I was helping her clean up her mess. And one thing that I noticed that was so sweet to me was that I think I have her little heart. And here's why. We were in there, and it was the sweetest thing. She pulled a book out of one of the choir members. If you're number 50, I'm sorry. She pulled a book out of that choir slot, and I said, Evelyn, would you please give that to Daddy? And so she walked over, and she looked at me and just held up the book to Daddy. And so I grabbed it from her and I put it in slot number 50. I said, that's a good girl. You're such a sweet girl. Daddy loves you. And what she did next was really funny. She grabbed the same book out of the slot and handed it back up to me again. So say, Daddy, I know this made you happy. So here it is again. It made me realize I have that little girl's heart. But how often do I look at my life and I think to myself, God has asked so many things of me, but so many times I'm not willing to give it over. And sometimes it's just that God is saying, here, I want you to give this to me. I want you to do this for me. I want you to go. And it's like in my heart, I say, you know, I would love to serve the Lord and I would love to please the Lord and I love to give over to him what I have. But you know what? There's this reservation. There's this reservation of fear or anxiety or what someone would say or what would happen if I actually do give that over to God. And yet God is asking for it. And he just wants his children to hand it over to him. In this passage, we find the children of Israel specifically. There really isn't much written about the book of Joel. There's not a lot known about this book. We know that Joel was more than likely a northern kingdom prophet. He was in the northern kingdom of Israel before they had been taken captive by the Assyrians, one of the world powers at the time. And we know the Assyrians because Hezekiah, when he prayed, 185,000 Assyrians were killed by an angel of the Lord in one night because a man prayed. Because a man prayed to be delivered. But when it came to the northern kingdom of Israel, we know that Joel is prophesying and he's saying, listen, if you don't repent, certain destruction is coming. Joel talks about locusts that will come and destroy. But Joel gives this beautiful piece of scripture for us. And God says, listen, Joel, I want you to speak this to the people. And so verse number 12, we find, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. And so the northern kingdom, which was given over to idolatry, which was given over to sin, which was given over to false worship, which was given over to all kinds of immorality, the Lord says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop, repent, and give me your heart. Stop, repent, and give me your heart. And you might be saying, Pastor Nick, you're talking to the Sunday evening crowd here. Don't you know that we could have been doing anything else right now? Don't you know that we could have been sitting at home preparing for the work week? Don't you know, Pastor Nick, that we could have been going watching a movie with our family? Pastor Nick, we're here to serve the Lord. Yes, you might be here to serve the Lord, but there might be a piece of your heart that you are not giving over to him. There might be a little thing in your life like fear or pride, like some of these ladies talked about, that you just will not give over to the Lord. And eventually that 10% will destroy your Christian life. So God says, turn now and give me your whole heart. Tonight, I see that giving your heart to God is, number one, a present need, a present need. By the way, I'm still watching that clock, okay? So bear with me, a present need. The Bible says, now, saith the Lord, now, right now, here, in this place, immediately, give your heart over to God. Don't wait. I can tell you that the people that wait are the people that have regrets. God says, I want it now. Don't wait to give me your heart. You never know what tomorrow might bring. You never know what even the next hour might bring. You never know what the next second might bring, so give it now. The Bible says, your life is but a vapor. It appeareth for a short time and then vanisheth away. So now is the time. Giving your heart to God is a present need. Number two, it's a sincere decision, a sincere decision. God says, with all your heart, with all your heart. Don't leave a piece out. Don't leave 1% out. I can tell you there are many people that used to be here that sometimes come on Sunday mornings. They used to be here Sunday evening, worshiping the Lord, wanting to know more from God's word. They're not here. Why? Because they didn't give God their whole heart. Oh, I urge you, Christian, don't be one of those. Give God 100%. A sincere decision. There's no fooling around with it. There's no backing out. It's all of my heart or nothing. It's a serious commitment. If you look in the next portion, it says, and with fasting and with weeping. I'm going to tell you, for someone to fast, they're serious. They're serious. For me to fast, I'm pretty serious. I like to eat. I'm pretty serious if I fast. If someone is weeping, especially when you think about someone that's not emotional about things, if they're fasting, they're taking away everything from their life and the food from their life, they're going without, and then they're weeping. They're serious about the decision they're going to make. And fasting and weeping, it's a serious commitment. Number four, it's an inward evaluation. Psalm 139, verse 23, David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." I wonder tonight if you just search your heart and say, "God, I've been holding this back from you. But God, tonight I'll give it up. I'll give it up." The Bible says in the next portion, it says, "And rend your heart and not your garments." It's really interesting is that the people of Israel, what they would do oftentimes in a place of inward humiliation and a place of indignation or when it came to the fact of they had sinned and done wrong, a lot of times what they would do is they would rend their clothes. They would rend their garments to show just the torment that they were in spiritually. And so God says, "I don't want you to rend your clothes here. I don't want some outward show, okay? I don't want some outward display of you thinking that you're going to get right just by rending your clothes." And I thought about how many Christians go through the motions. These people went through the motions. They rend their clothes. They would weep for a little bit, but nothing would get right. Their life would be the same. The sin would be the same. The idolatry would still be there. The foolishness would still be there. So God says, don't just rend your hearts. I'm sorry, don't just rend your garments. Rend your heart. I was thinking about so many times us going through the motion. We come to the altar. We shed a little tear, but we go home the same. God says, rend your heart. Get it right. If you have to stay until the lights are turned out and everyone leaves the building, stay there until you get it right. Rend your heart. Get it right. Why? Because giving 100% to God is so necessary. I had a quote by Matthew Henry that I think you would really enjoy. So if you'd like that, you could come see me after the service. Giving your heart to God is a present need. It's right now. It's a serious commitment. It's an inward evaluation. God, what can I give to you? But then we see a restored relationship. Verse number 14. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him? There's a story in the book of Jonah about a people living in the city of Nineveh. You know it. You know it pretty well, probably. If you've grown up in Sunday school a lot, or Sunday school when you're younger, you know the story of Jonah, right? Jonah got swallowed by the whale, spit up, and he went and preached inside of this city by the name of Nineveh. And what's really interesting is Jonah's message was, you're going to be destroyed in 40 days. That's it. His message wasn't repent. His message wasn't get right. It was certain destruction is coming, just so you know. Just so you're aware. Do you know what the response of the people of Nineveh was? Let's repent and maybe God will have mercy. Which is an excellent display of free will, by the way. What's really interesting is that God showed mercy. That wasn't his people. That was a different nation. God showed mercy. How much more would God be willing to show mercy to his people if they would have just repented? If they just would have turned their heart? How much more does God care for the child of his that stops and says, God, you don't have my whole heart, but I want to give it to you. So God, evaluate me, search me, try me, as David said, know my ways, see if there be any wicked way in me. God, this is my heart, and I want it to be yours. I know I'm in overtime right now, okay? I understand that. when you think about our relationship with God, I truly believe in my heart that it's an all or nothing. When you look at Jesus Christ and what he said, if you're not willing to take up your cross and follow me, the place of torment, the place of self-sacrifice, you're not my disciple, he says. Tonight, so many of these ladies testified of giving 100% of their heart to him this past weekend. Whether it was letting go of doubts, letting go of fear, letting go of pride, letting go of sin, one of those things, they let go and let God have 100. You might be sitting in here and you might even be scoffing at the thought, oh, Pastor Nick again, here he goes. Here's another message again. When is he going to be done? He's in overtime right now. I said I had two stories of Evelyn, but I had to skip through one. I'm sorry. If you want to know the other story, you can ask me later. But you might be the one sitting here saying, eh, it's just another message. And you'll go out the same. And you'll never make a difference for Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, you won't. You won't. Because God is looking for someone that is looking to give 100% to him. So if you want to be used by God, I'm telling you, turn, give your whole heart to him. Now. Now's the time. The ladies got it. They got it. Will you? Will you? And that's my time. I wonder, will you give him the time now? As we pray, I'm going to have the pianist come, whoever's doing the invitation tonight. As we pray, I don't even want to sing tonight. I just want to bow our heads and pray. Tonight, if you don't know for sure that you are a child of God, if you don't know for sure that you are on your way to heaven, if you don't know for sure that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, this message was in particular for Christians, but for you tonight, I wonder if you'll just accept him. God is waiting. He gave his life on a cross for you. He rose again the third day. He died for your sins, for you. Will you come and accept him tonight? Christian, if you need to pray, if there's something keeping you back from being used by God tonight, I urge you, now is the time. Now is the time. Let's pray together, and as the pianist begins to play, if you need to come, you can. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to come and hear from your word. Lord, I pray that this would be a blessing, that this message would be helpful. Lord, that this time in your word has helped us, Lord. God, thank you for the testimonies. Bless us now as we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. With all heads bowed, all eyes closed, if you need to pray tonight, I urge you, come and pray. If you don't know for sure that heaven is your home, come to the front. We would love to show you from the Bible how you can know for sure that heaven will be your home. There'll be someone waiting there for you.